In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we come to Forgiveness Sunday, and today we end our Lenten preparation and begin our journey to Great and Holy Lent. We join today Adam and Eve in their expulsion from the Garden of Eden and embark on our pilgrimage back to paradise, our Pascha, our passage. We understand that this moment in our Lenten journey, we see our afflictions, we see our sins, and we know our need for God desperately. That's why we have this sense of being expelled from paradise, because it's a journey back to paradise. That's what Lent is, to see our afflictions, our sins, our weaknesses, and to understand our great need for God. So that's our beginning attitude. It's very important, I think, that we understand that. This is a blessed and powerful time to cast off the works of darkness, as it said in the epistle, and put on the armor of light, to put on Christ, to liberate ourselves from the enslavement of our sins, which can imprison us, and we know what those are, each of us, and find the joys of paradise in the practice of the virtues. So that's kind of our journey, beginning journey into Lent. There are two things that are listed by St. John in the Gospel. One is forgiveness, and the other is the fast. So I want to cover a little bit of those and then talk a little bit about repentance. So forgiveness, the Lord makes this very challenging statement. If you forgive the sins of any, of others, God will forgive you. And if you don't forgive them, what's it say? God won't forgive you. That's a hard charge. So how do we kind of negotiate this moment? People offend us maybe over and over again, some very deep wounds in our life. How do we get to the point where we can forgive? I think what's helped me is to understand what God has done for us, what God has done for you, personally. He became man. He took on poverty so we could become rich. He took on lowliness so that he may raise us up. He suffered. He was humiliated. He accepted revilings, spittings, scourgings, crucifixion, the piercing of a spear in his side, and death. Why? To forgive you. He took all this on to bring you to himself and to forgive you. That's what our Lord did for us. You know, there's a moment in Holy Week where we process on the Passion Gospel. At the end of the Passion Gospel, we bring Christ down, in the middle of the Gospel, bring him down, we bring the cross down and place it in the center of the church. And then we crucify him. You know, that moment I go, how did this happen? Lord, how did you, the creator of the universe, how did you, the sustainer of all things, accept this? How did this happen? That's not the question. It's why did it happen? Because God came to forgive you. He did all this to forgive you. You know, there's a line in that moment where it says, by your stripes I have been healed. By your stripes, I have been healed. So for God, this moment in our life is that God sacrificed himself for us to forgive us. He did all of that for me. So he's just asking you to do a little bit, right? Just do a little bit. I did this much. I just want you to do a little bit. Those people that offend you, forgive them. See what I've done for you? Just do that for others. So So let me read this from Paul Alexander Schmemann. This will help you. The triumph of sin, the main sign of its rule over the world, is division, opposition, separation, and hatred. Therefore, the first breakthrough of this fortress of sin is forgiveness. How do we break into this broken world? Through forgiveness, the return to unity, solidarity, and love. To forgive is to put between me and my enemy the radiant forgiveness of God Himself. To forgive is to reject the hopeless dead ends of human relations and refer them to Christ. Forgiveness is truly a breakthrough of the kingdom of God into a fallen world. You want to bring God to bear into the world? Be a forgiver. This is not simply some psychological or human action. It's a holy and divine action, bringing to reality Christ's forgiveness that He's given to us, and we give it to another. That's what we're doing. It's not simply a human activity. It's a divine activity, a powerful activity, to take that what God did for you and give it to another. A divine action. So this is what God's asking us as we begin our Lenten journey. Another aspect, obviously, of our beginning is our fast. The fast must always be seen and coupled with prayer and almsgiving. If it's just that, we miss so much of what we can gain in our Lenten journey. The fast is there to help strengthen our will, because there's a lot of things you're going to say no to. No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. Make your yes, yes, and your no, no. That can be your Lenten strengthening of your will. Your prayer will help purify your mind. Those words will purify your mind. And serving others, almsgiving will help give compassion to your heart. The will, the mind, and the heart. Very powerful journey in our Lent. So it's important as you begin the fast to determine what you're going to do. Don't walk into tonight, late tonight or tomorrow morning and go, "Oh, it's the fast, what do I do?" No, you should have it prepared. Plan it well. It's very important that we have a plan to do that. And plan what you are you going to do with your prayers. How are you going to pray? Is you going to add a prayer this Lent? Maybe you're going to make a commitment to just do them. Maybe you just do them this week. I'm going to do my prayers every morning. Okay? That might be your Lenten commitment. But make it. Make it firm and make it doable. But make it very concrete. This is what I'm going to do. And what services am I going to come to? The services of Lent are very rich. So we've got Monday this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What am I going to do? The canon, I come to the canon. It's very important to come to at least one of the canon, one of the parts of the canon. But as well, pre-sanctified liturgy, it's your time to take communion middle of the week. The Akathist, where we honor the Mother of God. And then on Saturdays, we have soul liturgy remembering our departed. So where am I going to fit my schedule in? But make a plan. And how am I going to serve others? Am I going to pray for certain people? What's my plan in almsgiving? To be kind? Maybe just to be kind to my family. How about that one? Be loving. Don't say any harsh words to them. Something, your friends, the people at work. What's your plan? My encouragement is to have a plan. Because as you know, if you shoot at nothing, you'll hit it every time. So have a plan. So a little encouragement about the fast. I think these are important words. Some from St. John Chrysostom and others from Father Alexander Schmemann. From St. John to help us with the fast. The value of fasting consists not in abstinence only from food, but in relinquishing all sinful practices. Do you fast, he says, give me proof. If you see a poor man, take pity on him. If you see a friend enjoying honor, do not envy him. Let not your mouth only fast, but also your eye. Let your ear and your feet, the hands, and all the members of the body fast. Let the hands fast by being pure from avarice. Let the feet fast by ceasing from running to forbidden spectacles. Let the eyes fast by being taught not to fix themselves rudely on handsome countenances. Let also the mouth fast from foul words. For what does it profit if you abstain from birds and fish and yet bite and devour your neighbor? So good. What's it count if you abstain from birds and fish and bite and devour your neighbor? Do away with that. St. John says, all these things mar the fast and overturns the safety of the soul. That's important to understand. All these things that we are encouraged to deny, those things mar the fast and overturn the safety of the soul. But if lawful and safe, it adorns fasting. So you know what your appetites are. You know where you need to do the work. So do the work there. Make commitments there in your appetites. With your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your feet, your hands, all those things. You need to have commitments on things you're not going to do and then things you're going to do. And you have the struggles with the sins that we struggle with, each of us. Is it pride? I need to practice humility. Is it impatience? I need to be patient. Is it greed? I need to be generous. All these things are there for you to engage in the Lent, because these opportunities, God will enhance your efforts during Lent. He's there in a very powerful way. So, but fasting does come with a warning. Did I get your attention? Yes, good. So, this is for Alexander Schmemann. All of this said, one must still remember, however limited our fasting, if it's true fasting, it will lead to temptation, weakness, doubt, and irritation. That's amazing. In other times, but the very discovery of the Christian life is about fight and effort. This is so important. You're a Christian warrior. In this period of time, you're going to have to really put on the armor of God. Because you're going to fall, there's going to be irritations, there's going to be temptations, there's going to be weaknesses, there's going to be times when you're going to have to force yourself. A faith which does not overcome doubt and temptation is seldom a real faith. No progress in the Christian life is possible, alas, without the bitter experience of failure. Too many people start fasting with enthusiasm, that's me, and give up after the first failure. I would say that it's at this first failure that the real test begins. So expect it. Expect it. And when that comes, say, okay, I'm getting up. If after having failed and surrendered your appetites to your passions, we start all over again. Did not give up, no matter how many times we fail, sooner or later, our fast will bear spiritual fruit. So don't understand that there's going to be times of failure. Just get up. Just get up and keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Be patient. Be courageous. Be a battler to maintain your effort. Find endurance to get up when you fail. And as Father Alexander Schmemann says, your fast will bear spiritual fruit. Be encouraged by that. And finally, as we kind of move toward the fast and through the fasting season, repentance will become a needed medicine. You need to repent because you're going to find some things in the fast about yourself that you may not like. Some struggles that you may not quite have understood. But Christ, the great physician, will help diagnose these things. And the importance of the fast is when they show up, yes, be sorry. Yes, repent. But be excited. God is showing you something that He wants to heal. He's showing it to you not to depress you. I'm going to show them how bad they are this Lent. No, I'm showing them what they need to repent of so they can be healed. God wants to heal you. So we see these issues. Don't lose heart when you see them. Find freedom in repentance. Find relief in repentance. Find healing in repentance. Sometimes we get to a point where, well, but Lord, my sins are so great. There's so many of them. And one or two of them are just awful. How do you forgive these things? Here's some words from St. Simeon that will help us. No man has sinned against thee, nor done the things that I have done. Yet this also I know, that neither the magnitude of my transgressions nor the multitude of my sins surpasses the great long suffering of my God and is an exceeding love toward mankind. But the oil of compassion does cleanse and lighten them that earnestly repent. No matter how many they are or how great they are, God forgives you in your repentance. Wow. No matter. No condition on that. God is a forgiving God. When you come to Him in repentance, God forgives. So be very, very encouraged this Lent that as we begin our work in forgiving, give our work in the fast, we'll find times of deep repentance where God will heal us and forgive us of our sins. So, in conclusion, God, give us the strength as we begin our Lenten journey. Through forgiveness, may we return to unity, solidarity, and love with all people. In our fast, prayer, and alms, find renewed desire for God and the joys of the kingdom. In our repentance, find the lifting of the burden of our sins, that we may fly with angels to the glories of Pascha. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling, and present you faultless before His glory with exceeding joy, God our Savior, may be glory and majesty, dominion and power now and forever. Amen. Have a blessed Lent, all of us.